everyone, and welcome to our service of Psalm Matins. We're going to be using these blue hymnals. If you can get one, they're available on the racks in the entryway. And the service is the very first. The hymnals are the blue ones there. The service is the very at the very beginning of the hymnal, a service called Morning Praise. And we will be hearing all three scripture readings that will also be read tonight at our Eucharist service. And so it's an opportunity to hear those early in the day and let them percolate through your consciousness as through the day, and then we'll revisit them tonight. And when we sing the Gospel Canticle, which is song number 5 in the service, we will stand as we sing that.
Glory, Christ, and sing the glory. Let us pray.
Most holy God, creator of unfailing light, enlighten those who call on you this day. May our lives proclaim your goodness, our labor and our laughter give you honor, and our voices praise you forever for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore, revere the Lord and serve the Lord in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the deities that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. The Lord protected us along all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed, and the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we will serve the Lord, for the Lord is our God." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of the Lord's power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and also always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? The holy gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you, there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Please remain standing for the canticle.
Nor the hope of all to be denied.
us pray. We give thanks to you, most merciful God, that through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. We ask you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts and words and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge of us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.